Hello and welcome to my latest episode. I know it has been quite some time since I created an episode, and I had been thinking about a few topics to discuss, and cleansing became one of the ones that I felt would be appropriate. Cleansing others. Not cleansing yourself, but cleansing others as a service. There are many practitioners around the world who offer ceremonial cleansing, ritual cleansing. Their practice may be strictly on cleansing others, while initiation is not an option or does not belong to their practice. When a person does too many cleansings, that individual needs to understand that to an extent there is energy that lingers behind and can pretty much stick to the practitioner. Yes, we know that a series of cleanses need to be done after cleansing another individual, but understand that if the body does not go through rest, if the body does not go through its own purging, you will always have some energy that will linger behind. So it is very important to not be cleansing people back to back and not take a break. When you don't take a break, understand that you are not allowing your body to do its own purge of energy. And what happens is you start creating spiritual diseases or actual physical illnesses. There are individuals that do energy healing, Reiki, crystal healing, energy movement healing, whatever it may be. And these individuals need to understand that the body actually needs time to heal as well, meaning the practitioner. I had done many years of energy healing on people in California primarily. And I noticed that if I didn't give my body a break, because people come in with very heavy spiritual issues, whether they have blockages in the chakras, whether they have blockages in life, whether they have absorbed negative energies. I myself need to give time to purge the negative energy that could have been lingering around me while doing cleanses. So the point is that one should always put time in between and space in between cleansing so that the body has time to heal and purge and do what it needs to do. Otherwise, what you will end up doing is creating issues where you can create cancers in your body, where you can be a very healthy person but suddenly get sick. And unfortunately, a lot of practitioners that do energy healing end up with cancers just because of that issue. So give your body a break, give your mind a break, give your spirit a break. Always space things out. Always allow for time to purge. Also, when you are cleansing or doing energy work in the same space, understand that that space hold stagnant energy as well. Personally speaking, when I do cleansing, I like to do it either with my shrines in a safe environment or out in nature directly. The best place is nature. But even in nature, I don't pick the same area. It always has to be somewhere different. But these are very important things that practitioners need to keep in mind. When you are constantly cleansing, understand that you are aging yourself as well. You are also giving your body too much stress. And you'll notice that practitioners will start looking a little bit older because of the energy that they put out. I know that personally, that has happened to me just because of the amount of people that I have helped around the world. So I know that I have aged immensely just because of the amount of problems people bring and the stress that it brings to my body. Yes, in our 30s, you know, we're very high energy. In our 20s, we're high energy. But when you hit, you know, the mid 40s and 50s, understand that that's the period in which the energy level is different and the body can only handle so much. So this episode was primarily about cleansing others. Yes, you can cleanse yourself, but understand that there will come a time where age does catch up. And at that point, reversing the effects is very difficult. So finding that happy medium of taking breaks, cleansing in different environments, allowing your body to purge whatever energy was surrounding you is great. There are methods of shielding yourself as well, and everyone has their own method and different practices. So those are necessary steps to take. Those are things that one should not overlook. And sometimes you might be what I call a sponge, and you might be able to have that ability to grab surrounding energies depending on where you are and the type of energy that you can bring back home with you. So these are, you know, very interesting points to take in consideration, and always give your body a break. That is the most important. On that note, this concludes this episode, and I hope to be back sooner than later.